This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the precepts and the examples over here at 425. Thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge to understand what God is requiring. And now, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are the children of the prophets. That's what you're going to hear from the choir today. We're going to talk about one Lord. Choir. To Moses, he wrote of me, and it was talking about the Lord. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8255. 302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We're here glad to be of service. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so many don't like to address this scripture, but it's telling us something that God instituted all of these different religions and beliefs. They may be wonderful, but it's not what God is calling for. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." I believe the scripture. Yes. The Lord wants us to believe on him, believe on his word according as it is written. Let's go to Ephesians 4:1. Everybody loves Paul. Paul, they say, was a dynamic preacher. He was just a Tasmanian devil. Well, not devil, but you know what I mean. He was something else. Paul said, "Make me no never mind." But Paul, what he's saying, if you adhere to what he's saying, you will be a keeper of God's commandments, because that's what he stood for. Ephesians 4:1.
"I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called."
So everyone that come to the Lord, God is calling us, and he's calling us for a reason. It's about a vocation. We're called to a vocation. Not vocations. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't get a chance to pick their vocation in serving the Lord. It's a vocation we're called to. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4:7. We're all called to this. And everyone that is seeking to please and serve the Lord should say, is my vocation and what is written, is it the same?
Yes.
It's a vocation. It's called a profession. It's called righteousness.
Yes.
It's God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 4:7.
"For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness."
Now wait a minute. God called us unto holiness. And as we read, be worthy, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. We're called unto holiness. So that would say to me, holiness is our vocation. And God didn't call us to be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Sadducee, Pharisee. He called us to be holy. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. How plain is that?
It's plain.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. "He therefore that despises not
so
man."
Your holiness, yes. If you don't like that, if you despise that, you're despising the Lord, because that's what he called us for. "He therefore that despiseth not man, but God."
But what? "God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit."
Isn't that beautiful? Not a Baptist spirit, but a Holy Spirit. Read the third verse.
"For this is the will of
fourth
God."
Fourth verse.
Excuse me?
"That everyone." Fourth verse.
"That every one of you should know how
Thank
to
God.
Possess his vessel
yes.
in sanctification."
Everybody should know how to possess their vessel unto sanctification, because that's what holiness is, to sanctify us. Fourth verse. You read that, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Ephesians 4:1. Let's read that again.
Yes, Pastor.
I want to be clear about what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And don't say, well, the pastor's angry. No, I'm not. I'm fervent about what We are exploring
yes.
here.
Yes, Pastor.
And over here, we don't like to hear substitute things.
Right.
It's got to be what's written.
That's right.
And it's got to be written in order. 4:1. Read it again.
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
So we're called to become in the vocation of holiness. God called us for this. No other reason. Read.
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering.
So with everyone, that means saved and unsaved, with all lowliness. Mm-hmm. Low mind, not a high mind. Just because we live for God, God said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. That don't mean we're exalted because we're excited or believe what God is telling us. It don't mean we're exalted or trying to be above someone, but we're only excited about what God is saying.
Beautiful.
With all lowliness mm-hmm. and meekness, what?
With long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
So wait a minute. We forbear one another. We forbear. People say, I'm a Christian. Well, fine. It's beautiful. And we love the Lord. That's wonderful. We love to hear you love the Lord. And so many things, we're doing this and we're doing that. It's all beautiful. It's not what you're doing. It's what you're not doing
mm-hmm.
that God is concerned about.
Yes.
You want to feed the hungry. You want to go out and bake cakes and pies and bring clothes to all the homeless in the city. That's wonderful. But what about keeping God's commandments? Now that is unto God and unto man. That's the love of God God is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
With all lowliness,
mm-hmm.
meekness, with long suffering. What?
Forbearing one another in love.
In love. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So we forbear with ones that don't keep God's commandments. But we forbear in honoring
yes.
all men. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Peter 2:19. Let's
right.
go there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I believe in the scripture. And so many, I think, just don't know the scripture. Why? Because of these jackleg preachers preaching what's been handed down from those that didn't know God and that don't know God today. 1 Peter 2:19, what does it say?
For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully.
So this is what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We strive to have a lowly mind with all men.
Yes.
Not trying to exalt ourselves above others, but we refuse to be partakers with the old ways we've come from and are coming from.
Yes.
And how do we do that? Enduring grief.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering wrongfully. This is what we're treated wrong by our loved ones. That we endure it.
Yes.
Even though we're being treated wrongfully. What?
For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently?
So that's what we talk about over here.
Yes.
You don't hear too many people talking about taking today. All they want to do is get back at someone. What we talk about is the remedy and how we're not going to partake in old ways and deeds.
Right.
But we're not here to save the world. We're here to save those that are seeking. We're here to encourage those that are seeking. We're not here to bash those that don't live for God, but what we are bashing is what we used to do. Because it wasn't serving God. And just to say, give God the praise and you just got through using cursing words, that is not serving God. That's serving PC. That's political correctness. That's to say things that please society. That ain't pleasing God. Read.
But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently.
What?
This is acceptable with God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
When ye do well
mm-hmm.
and you are suffering for it. That's what happens many times here at 425 Laconia Boulevard on our jobs, loved ones, because we don't choose to pick out a day to show love is what these holidays do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, because this is the time you reach out and show your friends and loved ones, I got something for you. Let's do this together. It's a holiday. And because we choose not to do it on those days, but choose to do it every day, we got ones that treat us wrongfully. But we take it patiently because they don't know any better. They're in darkness. The scripture says the whole world lieth in darkness. I choose to believe that. Everybody don't believe that.
That's right.
And you say, well, you know, the whole world is not saved. And what's it? Who you think you is? I think I'm quoting the scripture.
That's right.
And I think I'm in line with the scripture. I strive to be in line with the scripture. The whole world is lying in wickedness. The whole world is in sin, except they've been born again.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For even hereunto were ye called.
Oh, so we're there now. Wait a minute. So we're called to a vocation that is holiness, and holiness is to suffer when you haven't done wrong. That's what we're called to. And it begins right in the churches. When one another have faults with one another, they think this is the end of the world. I come into church. This shouldn't be going on. No, it should be going on, but it's where it's cleared up. You bring this stuff in here, but you clear it up here. This shouldn't be happening in the church. It shouldn't be. That's why you're here to get the remedy.
That's right.
And if you get the true remedy, it will dissipate out of the churches when you take heed. Isn't that beautiful? But it's what we call for. When we've done right to suffer wrongfully. Most people hear that and say, I didn't sign up for this. That means you're not a candidate for God. That means you're not worthy of the vocation. Because in holiness, you suffer wrongfully. But you take it patiently. Read.
Yes. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
What?
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
What?
Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. Maybe
we got to be the same way. Because someone accused us.
Right.
Well, you know what? I don't appreciate the way you did so and so. Well, wait a minute. Let me get my list out. I don't appreciate what you did. You know, I'm going to tell you something. That ain't what God is talking about.
No.
Someone is bringing an accusation against you. You say, you know what? I want to strive to correct that. That's the mindset that we signed up for. But every time, many times, when ones are told something, saved and unsaved, especially unsaved, here comes the rebuttal. Well, I don't see it that way. That's the way you see it. And if you do get a sorry, I'm sorry. That ain't sorry. That's sarcastic. We didn't sign up for that. We're supposed to take it, and in taking it, that old man that would come back dies. Isn't that beautiful? And many other such like things. Read.
When he suffered, he threatened not,
but
committed himself to him that judgeth righteously.
Wait, so we want to commit ourselves to the teaching.
Yes, beautiful.
Courteous, sweet, and not get a spirit because someone found us at fault, because we come in here with faults, but we're here to clean them up.
All right.
How you going to clean them up? Nobody will tell you, hey, you know what? You shouldn't have done that. How you going to clean it up? And so you say, you shouldn't have done it. You know what? I'm done. You ain't a candidate for God. Jesus said, you know what? You going to put them nails in my hand? I'm done. He didn't do that.
No,
he thought about it. Because these guys said, wait a minute. But the angels strengthened him. Said, da, da, da. He said, nope. Let's do, I'm ready to do this. That's the mindset we got to have. That beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree.
What?
That we, being dead to sin.
Wait a minute. We have got to be dead to it. We got to get there. That means holy. Isn't that beautiful? That means not reacting to someone else's wrongdoing, whether we're wrong or not. Don't react to it in the wrong way. React in a way that pleases God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we signed up for.
Yes.
Everybody listening to this broadcast, if you want to be a part of this, you need to come over here. Because most churches ain't going to tell you that. If they tell you that, they ain't going to demonstrate it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is.
Yes.
Now, if they are, I'm happy for that. I'm glad about that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's where we want to be. Read.
That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness.
What?
By whose stripes ye were healed.
What?
For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned.
Wait a minute. We were like sheep going astray because we were following somebody.
Yes. That's right, Pastor.
But we have returned to the bishop and shepherd of our souls.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
What do you mean returned? Adam returned.
Beautiful.
The old man returned.
Yes.
Because at one time, the old man found out, I don't have God, and came to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Returned back to the principles he never could keep, but he returned and began to keep them after he was born again. How beautiful is that?
That's beautiful.
Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Come born again and return to the principles that God gave. He said, of every tree you can eat, but of the tree of good and evil, don't eat it. So that tree of good and evil is personnel. That are good and evil, let's not eat of that tree. That means mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, acquaintance. What it's saying is talking about those that are unsaved who come from where we come from and striving to continue to get away from. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go. Ephesians 4 and 4. Let's read that.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
There's a process to get to everything. You want to get to point A to B, there's a process. And if you don't follow that process, you ain't going to get there.
All right.
I was talking with Sister Tatum today, and she says she's having some dental work done, and she said, they had me here da-da-da-da-da-da all day. I said, sis, it's a process. She said, well, they were supposed to do this. I said, they can't do that until they do this. I'm a dental technician. I'm letting her know how the process works. It's like going to church. You don't anticipate an accident all the time, but sometimes things slow you down. They told us she had an emergency. She said, I don't know why it took so long. I said, well, they didn't tell you. She said, well, they said they had an emergency. I said, well, that's what it was. An emergency is like a car accident. They don't just, you know, have no vendetta against you. They're not delaying things because you're black, you're white, you nice looking, you're not, got money, don't, but things happen. Now, there could be an organization that's slow. Well, that's what you got. But besides all that, you still have to go through procedures. Things are not just done like that. And what about God? You just don't come to God and say, Lord, save my soul. He's my soul. And as soon as I said, Lord, save me, there's a peace came over me. That's false. If it did come, and I'm not saying it didn't, but you know how soda pop work, right?
Yes, Pastor.
It fizzes up, but it comes that back down.
Yes, it does.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it does. Yes, Pastor.
Because I've been through that one. They said, you know, just accept me as your pastor. Okay. Accept my personal. He said, I just say, do you let him come into your heart? I said, okay. Ain't nothing went in there. But I'm waiting on it. He said, see, is it coming in? You feel it? I said, okay. And guess what? I thought I felt something just right along with them. Yeah! Then when I left, they went out and said, give me a bud.
Right.
That's
right.
Foolishness.
It is,
it's a process, but it ain't like that. You can say all day, Lord, come to my heart. God ain't coming in until you get yourself cleaned up. And you ain't getting cleaned up until you find out what you got to get rid of. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Yes.
Ephesians 4 and 4.
There is one body and one spirit.
So it's just one. So we all Christians. We might say we all Christians, but there is but one body. And this body is called unto holiness, not baptism. And you can put any name there you want. Say, you bashing these religions. No, I'm not. I'm supporting God.
Right.
I'm just letting you know what the scripture said. One Lord, one faith, not five. Just one. The scripture said one faith, one Lord. We ain't got two. One baptism. Read.
There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
You got one hope. Matthew's 5.
Yes.
And 45. Right. We got one hope here. And our hope has a lot of parts to it. The hope is to please God. The hope is to go back with God, right?
Yes.
Hope is to say, I'm going back with him.
Yes.
But in that hope is a lot of members. Righteousness.
All right.
Complying with God.
Yes, Pastor.
Submissiveness.
Yes.
Matthew 5:45.
That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
Isn't that beautiful?
And sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
That's our hope, to be the children of God. Well, I'm tired of living like this. I want to be a saint. That's what we said.
That's right.
After we got introduced to a saint or induced his way, at one point, we said, you know, I think I want to go this way.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. Yes.
Read the 48th verse. What does it say?
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Now that devil have taken it and said, you know what? Don't even think about it. Ain't nobody perfect but God. Jesus, don't you even think about it. So they took that off the table. It never was off the table. That's what our hope should be. Be perfect.
Beautiful.
As the Father is perfect.
Yes, Pastor.
Ephesians 4 and 13. Yes, let's go there. Beautiful. There's a process in everything, how you get there. Yes. And I know, as I say, many of the listeners broadcast don't know what I'm talking about. You better go back to Deuteronomy 4 and 6. Right. Say, well, Pastor Boy, we don't know nobody teaching the commandments. You better get here. I don't care how you get there. You can take an aeroplane. You can take an engine called a train. I don't care if you got a migraine. Okay, come on. So let's, Ephesians. Come on, a little. Okay, come on. Let's light it up a little bit here. Ephesians 4 and 13, what does it say?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Now, we all got to come into this. We all got to be unified in this. That's why you have but a few. I told one of them, I said, oh, we got about 35 members. That's including children, any rodents or whatever.
Right, Pastor.
That's about
right.
35.
Yes, Pastor.
I want everybody's included in this. Part of our facility. We might have some. Mm-hmm. I'm not teaching them, though.
No.
But that's what we got.
Yes,
till what?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
It's knowledge. The Lord said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And why? Because they reject knowledge. That's why they're destroyed. I'm bringing you knowledge. Say, well, who you think you are? No, I'm not. I'm only bringing you the scripture. I'm not bringing anything made up like some of these ministers do. And they are ministers. They take one word or two and shut that book up. Mm-hmm. Then they go on off into Elmer Gantry type of ranting. He was just a good talker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them like that. Raise your hair on your arm. Mm-hmm. Any hair on my arm get raised. I'm going to put it on my head if I can get it up there. But I'm just... Okay, come on, saints. And somebody might say, now what is he talking about? Y'all come to 425 and I might share it with you. But till we all. Come into the what?
Come into the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Unto what?
Unto a perfect.
Why is that such a hard phrase for so many? We only got one faith. Unto a perfect.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
And the fullness of Christ. Let's go to Revelation 14 and 12.
Beautiful,
let's go there.
Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Now, I like to go to scriptures here and a little there, here a little, there a little.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, you know what? You're all over the place. You're just confused. Well, that's what the Lord said. You got to follow the code. You got to follow the direction. How? Whoever played Monopoly don't follow Monopoly rules. How are you going to play Scrabble and don't follow the rules? We got some in here like walking dictionaries. So what's your letter? A-T. A-B. That's a word? That's a word. Because they're the scholars. They've been following that stuff. Okay, fine. Got to go. Yeah, come on. Read.
Here is the patience of the saints.
Here's the patience of the saints. What?
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
What?
And the faith of Jesus.
Commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Say now, why is he blowing his nose on the camera? Might as well blow it running on camera.
Exactly.
So why do you keep sniffing? Because my nose running.
Yes, Pastor.
That ain't no big deal. This is a teaching.
Go ahead.
This is a teaching time.
It is, Pastor. That's right.
Read it again.
Here is the patience.
Here is
of
the patience
saints.
Of the saints.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
What?
And the faith of Jesus.
Well, we ain't got but one faith. That must mean keeping the commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Is that what he said?
Yes.
St. John 12:49. Let's go there.
All right.
We got one Lord, one faith. So what is your faith? What is it? I done told you once, told you twice. St. John 12:49, let's go there.
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Isn't that beautiful? So it's life everlasting.
Mm-hmm. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So whatever he spoke,
beautiful.
It was the commandments.
Yes,
everything
Lord.
He spoke was the 10 precepts.
Beautiful.
That's why, James, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all, because one represents all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 7 and 16. Let's
yes.
go there.
Yes, Pastor.
St. John.
Yes, it is.
This is good teaching, and I understand some may have a problem digesting this, but it's because you don't know the process. It is a process to live for God, to know God.
Yes, Pastor.
7 and 16, what does it say?
Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent
so,
me.
So, the doctrine is the faith.
Yes.
Our faith is the doctrine of the church. It's the doctrine of God. Our faith is the 10 precepts, which is God's word. God's word is the faith that we have in God, in his word.
Yes.
And as the scripture says, how do you get faith? By hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes by. You hear it, and you have the choice to believe it or not. Read.
If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine.
So when you're doing God's will, that means you're keeping the commandments. That's how you look. That's what it is. His will is the doctrine. His will is the faith. God's will is the one faith. Isn't that beautiful? His will is holiness. His will is righteousness. His will is our vocation.
Right.
His will is our profession. Isn't that beautiful? It's true. We have one here say, it's true. It's true. It's true. Any man will do his will. He shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. Listen, say, whether it be of God or whether it be of me. You'll know of it, right?
Right.
That's why we go to 1 John 2 and 3.
Yes, Pastor. 1 John.
If you're going to know of it, that means you know God.
That's right.
Because you're doing his will, which is the commandments. 1 John 2 and 3 says what?
And hereby.
Wait, here's how we know, because he said, you're going to know whether it be of God or of me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know it. Whether it's about God or of the Son. Hereby.
We do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Hereby, we do know that we know him if.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.